Blackstone Audio presents Alvin Journeyman. By Orson Scott Card.
Chapter 1. I thought I was done. I thought I was done writing about Alvin Smith. People kept telling me I wasn't, but I knew why. It's because they'd all heard Tail Swapper and the way he tells stories. When he's done, it's all tied up neat in a package, and you pretty much know what things meant and why they happened. Not that he spells it all out, mind you, but you just have this feeling that it all makes sense. Well, I ain't Tail Swapper, which some of you might already have guessed, seeing how we don't look much alike, and I don't plan on becoming Tail Swapper anytime soon, or anything much like him. Not because I don't reckon him to be a fine fellow, worthy of folks emulating him, but mainly because I don't see things the way he sees them. Things don't all make sense to me. They just happen. And sometimes you can extract a bit of sense from some calamity, and sometimes the happiest day is just pure nonsense. There's no predicting it, and there's sure no making it happen. Worst messes I ever saw folks get into was when they was trying to make things go in a sensible way. So I set down what I knew of the earliest beginnings of Alvin's life, right up till he made him the Golden Plow as his journeyman project. And I